thanks everybody for coming back for the last session. I'm Steve Weiss, I'm the Sound and Image Librarian over at the University of North Carolina. And this last session is, we've got three presenters and it's a topic close to my heart, archive assessment. And why don't we get started? Our first presenter is Joshua Ranger. He's a 2007 graduate of NYU's Moving Image Archiving and Preservation Program, where he focused on the socio-aesthetics of audiovisual cataloging. And he's currently a research fellow in the media unit of NYU Libraries Barbara Goldsmith Preservation Department. So please welcome Joshua.
Hello.
I'm sorry, just one last announcement. We're going to go through the presentations and hold our questions until the end.
We're going to be talking about the initial developments in developing principles and methodologies for moving image and audio preservation in research libraries. This was a Mellon-funded grant that NYU has been working on for a couple of years now. It's been supporting work in the library's preservation department and also some work in the moving image archiving and preservation program. And this project that I'm going to be talking about today is a part of this grant. And I guess the focus of this grant was to look at magnetic media in archival collections and try to figure out different ways of trying to assess it. As was discussed or alluded to this morning, Rob alluded to it, kind of the how film has these certain parameters that have kind of been set and people understand it, you know, their measurement tools or the AD strips that we have, shrinkage gauges, these kinds of things with film. As Rob was saying, film is film. It's a little bit easier. And been still trying to get a hold on get a little bit of a hold on magnetic media, trying to figure out ways to assess it. IPI did a report, recently finished their report on magnetic media, trying to figure out if there were physical or chemical ways to assess it like they did with their AD strips, and they didn't have a lot of luck with that. So I think in the archival community, we're trying to figure this out. And that's what we are trying to do, is develop these approaches to our principles and methodologies for magnetic media preservation and assessment. And I guess I'd like to talk, we are looking at trying to develop these and looking at these global ways of doing it and kind of local ways of doing it, that there are kind of these overall ways of looking at preservation, assessing media, but also local things. We know there are certain things such as storage conditions and housing and these kinds of things that are important, but there's also local concerns that come into it. What kind of expertise your archive or institution may have, what you can afford to do, what things you can do in-house, what things you have to outsource. So we're looking at trying to develop these methodologies based on these larger issues, but also trying to take into consideration local issues. So what the main things that we're looking at were inspection and preservation, trying to develop these principles for those. For inspection, our focus became physical inspection and playback inspection. And we are working on, my predecessor in my position, Tanisha Jones, did a lot of work in developing these things before I came along, and did a lot of research into it. We had a research group helping us of people in the field, archivists, scholars, and people who work in preservation, kind of giving us advice and trying to develop a means of physical inspection for looking at things. And we ended up basing a lot of it on the ISO, magnetic tape, current handling, these inspection points to look at, which I'll discuss a little bit later when I show the tool. And And then also, we were interested in playback inspection, and how that related to physical condition. Whether there were ways of telling if there was a relationship in the physical condition to the playback condition of the magnetic media, or if it mattered at all. And the way that we did that, we came up with, was looking at 1 minute samples while we're doing a survey. And then also the principles for preservation, trying to develop, taking this physical inspection, playback inspection, trying to assess things, and on those, creating some kind of pathways for preservation. So how the active inspection will help you decide what you need to do for your preservation, what your in-house capabilities are, how that will affect what you decide to do with your materials, other things, the physical and intellectual priorities, so things like format, how that affects things, the content, the importance of the material. And also, while we were doing research into this, we found that that Columbia was working on a similar kind of project for creating an assessment tool. Theirs was a little bit different. We were just focusing on magnetic media. Their tool is kind of for many more formats. But we contacted them and began a collaboration with Columbia to try and, again, chase down the magnetic media. So we developed this collaboration with Columbia. They had a tool going that was also being supported by the Mellon Foundation. And we came and started to develop a tool that was related to theirs. We used the same database programmer as they did, so that it looks much the same, acts much the same. And as we were developing ours, kept open discussions with them, trying to keep in step with them, so that eventually we could potentially combine the tools, some of their research and some of our research, into a more powerful tool, or at least just help each other along as we're doing this. So this led to our database tool, which right now is an access-based tool, NYU Vipers, which I named it recently, the Visual and Playback Inspection Rating System. So it's our very nice logo right now. And so we developed this access-based access database tool that incorporated these inspection points based on the ISO standards and our discussions with our research group. That would go through, give instructions on how to assess the material, physically assess it, and kind of go through and check things as you go through this assessment, and then it would give a rating based on these certain condition issues. And then we also had a playback aspect to it. So if an item was determined that it was in good enough condition that we could play it back, then we'd do a playback test, which would, again, we'd mark certain conditions in the playback. It would give a rating, and then those ratings could combine the overall rating then, or the rating from the physical inspection, would then give a sense of what you would do with that item, whether it needed to go directly into some kind of preservation, or whether it could, you know, go back on the shelf, whether it was okay. So this is one screenshot from our tool. This is we only looked at video and audio, and we focused on VHS, U-matic, audio cassette, and reel-to-reel, kind of as a way just to pare down the scope of this project while we're researching it and developing it. And this is from the open reel. And as you can see, we have the different inspection points. So the first thing we would do, look it up, open up, you know, get the item, open it up, look, is it moldy? Because that would be something you'd want to stop right away if it was. and go through and look at these different points, such as, you know, smelling at four, the odor, looking at the container. We're also collecting some, as part of another research, collecting some things about the manufacturer and the stock brand. It's a different thing. So looking at the substrate, the thickness, some of the issues, and so as you can see, chemical breakdown, deformation, looking for oxide flaking, adhesion, and that all these would add up, these issues would add up to give a sense of what you would do, what your particular archive would do too. There are some, with video, there are some issues I'll talk about later. But there are things, you know, like if it was acetate or paper-based tape, then that would give it, you know, create a potential for more problems, so that would give it a lower rating. If lots of deformation issues added up, that would cause problems. Certain things would give a bad rating right away, such as mold, such as oxide flaking or adhesion, things that would say, you know, don't play this back, this needs to go to a professional or have some work done on it right away. And or such things as like that could possibly be lead to problems. So such as the thickness of the tape. If it's, you know, a very thin tape, then that could cause potential problems if you're trying to play it back. So a very thin tape would get a lower rating. So I know that some people, it depends on, you know, this is being developed for wide use in archives. So kind of developing it for people that might not have the expertise that exists in this room. So we want to be sure that, you know, sometimes some of you might look at something and say, oh yes, I can play that back, no problem. But if there's somebody in an archive that doesn't have the experience playing tapes or that kind of thing, then we would want to keep this very conservative and keep these things, excuse me, keep it kind of safe, I guess, so that it can be used widely. So the person going through would go through each of these things while looking at it. Average time was about 2 minutes for this part of the test, once somebody got used to going through and looking at everything. And then it would set a rating. Down here you see set the visual rating. This got a 2, which meant it was okay for playback. And then we had a playback section, which was looking at tape transport and for audio, looking for just these few things in the audio, and some these few issues. And like I said earlier, we just did 1 minute samples of things. So a 1 minute at the beginning, go to the middle of the content and listen to a minute there to try and get a sense if there was anything wrong with it like that. And then again, we'd get a rating for that, and then those would be combined into an overall rating. This is a page from video. A lot of the things are the same, looking for mold, looking for the odor, looking at the container, deformation, chemical breakdown, lots of the, you know, all the same problems that you run into with magnetic media overall. But also looking at differences in the recording standard and that kind of thing. So this was an issue that would be possibly like localized, something that we came up with recording standard. So like NTSC would be no problem, but PAL, we couldn't play PAL back in our archive. So if something was PAL, then it would get a bad rating because we can't play it back. Doesn't mean it's a bad item because it's PAL, it's just we can't play this. So it needs to go, it needs to be sent somewhere where it can be played and taken care of. And then this is the playback screen for video. And ignore the top ones. We were trying something with the cleaning machine that ultimately didn't work out. But again, looking at tape transport, and then in our 1 minute samples, looking for problems with dropout and for alignment errors, trying to see if there was any physical, anything we could see in the playback, and give a rating of slight to moderate. And again, these would give a playback rating and an overall rating. So we did this survey. We did a random sample from the three archives at the NYU library. We did about just under 1,400 items. We're also testing the theories of random sampling for media and for archival collections. So that's why we did just a sample of the larger collection. We finished it in the fall and been working on a report, trying to crunch the numbers and see what it tells us and figure some stuff out for revising the tool. And this is a tool that we hope to, that will be made publicly available when it's ready. So we're still chasing after trying to figure out if we did right. And I also wanted to go over some basic results that we got from this, some initial things. And this was our ratings. As they are right now, we're actually going to flip this around so that it's zero is excellent and four is failed. But this was the basic thing of that the zero or one, we said failed. So if something in physical inspection got a zero or a one, we said this is too fragile to go into playback. We can't play this back, it fails. And means it needs some immediate attention or very soon attention, or very soon needs attention. And two, three, or four would pass. So if it got a two, three, or four in physical inspection, it would go to playback. And then if it got a, and if there, then that would combine and get an overall rating. Two, three, or four was mostly good. Zero or one was bad for the overall score. So. Just some of our initial results from some very basic ones. We're going to have our research group look over my report and you know, get that out after they've reviewed it, and we've done some more revising to it. But some basic things right now that we found of the items that we did, about 49% passed our physical visual inspection, 51% failed. And these are all archival materials, and then I've broken down cassettes, 52% passed, 48 failed, reel-to-reel, 11% passed, 89% failed, and in video, 70% passed, 30% failed. The reel-to-reel is very, it seemed, yeah, that's not good numbers, but again, I mean, we said it conservatively, and also I think there was an issue of expertise, you know, that lots of people weren't used to handling reel to reel. Some people may have come in and said, oh, that's fine, but according to how we set our things and the people that handled it, these are the numbers that we got. So, just broken down a little bit more. That's overall for all formats. For the playback, those items that advanced the playback, 81% passed, 19% failed. So it's pretty good results, but still 19% failed. So there's some work that we have to do to decide if our rating system needs to be changed. Ideally, that would be closer to 100%, I suppose, for that it would, if it passed physical inspection, it would pass playback. So again, the numbers are very close for all the different formats. And for our overall rating, 41% passed, 59% failed. Broken down again, 43% cassette passed, 57% failed, 9% reel-to-reel passed, 91% failed, And for video, 58% passed, 42% failed. And then U-matic and VHS, 52, 48, 63, 37. And in my final report, there'll be a lot more going into the average ratings. We also have it broken down because we had three different archives looking at how it varied between the archives, trying to get an idea of how their collections affect, what kind of collections they have, affect the different materials, or you know where they came from, how that would affect the ratings. And also, I guess just a short view of some of the biggest problems that we found in each material. The sticky shed odor, the dirty sock, waxy odor, and particulate contamination were especially bad for all of them. Tape deformation, which I combined all the different forms of tape deformation that we had listed there into one. And so that for reel-to-reel, lots of dust, they're very dirty, that was a big problem. And tape deformation was a big problem, obviously, with the open reel format. And for video cassette, again, dustiness and the sticky shed odor were a big problem. And that's all. You can contact me if you have any questions about that. Our website, the NYU Library, describing the project a little bit, the basis of it, and we hope to flesh that out a little bit more as we go along. And yes, that's it.
Thanks, Joshua.